the latest horror story from Europe's migration crisis. 24 young Afghans freed in Austria from a van that had been padlocked and welded shut. They were, the police said, on the point of suffocation. A spokesman for the police in Vienna, Thomas Kaiblinger, told reporters conditions inside the van were awful.
Den Polizisten hat sich dort wirklich ein schreckliches Bild geboten.
The police really came across a terrible situation. The storeroom of this small truck had a surface area of 2 metres by 3 metres, with a height of 1.8 metres. The scene there was really awful. The people were sitting on top of each other, standing on top of each other, and had no chance of opening the door themselves from inside. The doors were welded shut. The windows had bars over them. These people were not able to free themselves.
And this just a week after Austrian police found 71 dead bodies inside a lorry, which had travelled from Hungary. 700 migrants have crossed into eastern Austria from Hungary this week alone, mostly in lorries and vans. The former Belgian Prime Minister, Guy Verhofstadt, told the BBC Europe urgently needed a common asylum system if it were to get a grip on the refugee situation. Mr. Verhofstadt, who now leads the Alliance of Liberals and Democrats for Europe in the European Parliament, says the EU needs to set up ways to assess asylum seekers near their countries of origin so they don't have to risk dangerous journeys to Europe.
Why it is necessary that these refugees put their feet on the European soil to ask for asylum? Why is it not possible to try to help these people in facilities that we establish in the zones of conflict instead of pushing these people, these refugees, in the arms of criminal organizations? Because that is what we are doing. So a common system, asylum system, and common EU facilities in countries like Libya and Egypt and in the zone of conflict, that is what we need urgently.
Well, the migration crisis is something that's had ministers across Europe scratching their heads for some time now. How to balance the humanitarian needs of desperate people against the political reality that the continent cannot absorb as many people as want to come? Economists, too, are looking at the possible solutions, including Roger Bootle of Capital Economics.
I don't think there are any easy answers to this question that are going to satisfy everybody. I've got an idea of what needs to be done, but it doesn't necessarily sound very nice. I think for a start, Europe's got to abandon the policy of open borders. I don't think this works at all. At the same time, I think it's got to be much tougher on the conditions that face people who do migrate to European member countries. That's to say, eligibility for benefits, qualifications for work, health benefits, all these things. But at the same time, I would actually, on behalf of many European states, advocate some planned, substantial migration, planned and authorised and controlled, because, of course, the great irony is many Central European states face a falling population. They actually need what immigrants can bring.
So what you're saying is no open borders, get rid of that to start with, so that you can actually control the problem from where we are now. But at the same time, perhaps with the other hand, at the same time, announce some sort of plans of big controlled migration, but with numbers presumably quite clear.
Yes, I think that here you've got to differentiate between the position facing different countries on the one hand, and also about the sort of migrants you're prepared to accept. And a lot of people, of course, find this distasteful. But I think it's essential to gain some acceptability of domestic electorates to make it clear that I'm afraid European countries cannot absorb anybody and everybody around the world that thinks they're going to have a better life in Europe. That's just not possible. And it's not going to be politically possible. And if existing governments don't do something to make electorates feel more comfortable about this issue, then I'm fearful we'll end up with something really very ugly indeed. It's going to strengthen the hand of the extreme right.
If you did put in place this planned migration, what kind of numbers could Europe absorb, do you think?
Let's put it this way. The population of Germany is set to shrink quite substantially, possibly 10, 15 million over the matter of the next several decades. I don't think that's necessarily in Germany's interests, actually, and it's unlikely it's going to be able to counteract that through a higher birth rate among the indigenous people. So to contemplate admitting a few million more people over the next decade, decade and a half, that does not strike me as being extraordinary or unreasonable. However, to make this acceptable to the German people, these must be individuals, surely. You're going to make a contribution to the German economy. They can't just be the people who are boldest at climbing over a fence.
But that's the problem, isn't it? I mean, how do you sift these people? What are the mechanics of being able to do that? And also, what is the implication of ending the open borders Europe, which in a way is almost the definition of the European Union?
As far as open borders are concerned, I think there a distinction is being drawn between the ability to move across borders without bothering with passports or other documents on the one hand, and on the other, the ability to gain employment on a non-discriminatory basis in another EU country. These two things aren't the same. So you could strengthen the borders, it seems to me, and yet still have some sort of common European labour market.
Roger Bootle there.